Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors.
This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a special Merry Christmas to my listeners and our awesome sponsors. Thank you for listening and supporting our show. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you all next year. Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Linda Powell from O.F. Mossberg & Sons. We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the best in the new year. Merry Christmas, Ray, and to all your listeners.
This is Mark Strand, editor of Midwest Outdoors. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Mike Ponder with Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all the listeners. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, all your listeners. Merry Christmas, Bobby Whitehead, your Ramblin' Bob.
Hey, this is Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, wishing you and yours and all the crew a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And ho, ho, ho.
This is Tim Chelswick, also known as Tiny Tim, wishing you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim Covington with Thomas Coffee. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Welcome to our campfire. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. Merry, merry, and happy, happy. I'm in the Missouri Ozarks. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee. I'm in Muzzleloader Deer Camp, or as MDC calls, Alternative Season Deer Camp. Before we get into our special show of Christmas past, with 2019 fast approaching, here, live radio on Eye on the Outdoors radio show, this would not be possible without our awesome, incredible sponsors and advertisers, and of course, all of you, our listeners, those that listen to our show faithfully every week. It's quite simple. Without good ratings, we wouldn't still be here. So we thank all of you and wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. And this is our special 2018 Christmas show. We have some of the best show segments from past Christmas shows. We're going to start our shows of Christmas past from a show a few years back at Hampton Studio. We're going to have Frankie Emo, Smokey Mo's, and a big group of the outdoor media. And then we're going to do A Soldier's Silent Night, which is so fitting for this time of the year, the holiday season. Later in the show, we're going to go back to the Ghost of Christmas Past with Christmas show segments from 2008 and a Christmas show segment from 2010. So if you're ready to go, we're ready to rock. Merry Christmas to everyone, and here we go.
Joyful, all ye nations. good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. How about the little Charlie Brown coming back, huh?
Yeah,
why don't you slide that microphone over there so I can say good morning to my man, the myth, the legend, the guy that runs the show that's got the controls, Matty G. Merry
Salutations,
Christmas.
Salutations. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Awesome. Thank you for coming in this morning and working the show with us. I know you was on Christmas vacation.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's already been an adventure this morning.
Oh, we have an adventure in here this morning. I have a room full. I have a studio full of folks. And the first one I'm going to say good morning to is my good friend, the hitman, and now the pitman, Frank Emo. Good morning, Frankie. Get in there.
Morning, Ray. How you doing?
Great. Glad you got back on the radio with me. Finally.
It's been a while.
Frankie Smoky Moe's. We're going to talk more to Frank about that. He's going to feed this big media group. We got a whole house full of media folks this morning. All right, I'm going to introduce some of my guests. First, right over here, Tim. Tiny Tim.
Tiny Jelzevic, Tim
Jelzevic. Jelzevic. Yeah. Something like that.
One of those iterations.
The talking woodsman.
The thinking woodsman.
Oh, but I thought it was the talking woodsman.
No, I do talk. Yeah. It's true.
Well, and then right over here to my right, let me turn the microphone so you can see him, is the one and only Bill Cooper. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, we're not on TV, are we? We always wave.
And you know later on when we talk to you and interview you a little bit, Billy, we're going to play your intro, too, just so you'll know.
Thanks. Yeah.
And then come in here, John. And we got the Winkleman, the media guru. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, thank you very much, Ray, for inviting me. I'm really excited about being here.
When do you get into the food, buddy? John Winkleman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you used to be the outdoor writer for the Suburban Journals. You're doing stuff with the Leader and your outdoor guide magazine. You're doing all kinds of stuff.
I love to be outdoors and writing about the outdoors and activities like this.
That's awesome. 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 Let's introduce our coffee guy, too. We got a coffee man. Hey, Jim Covington, Thomas Coffee. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray. Good to be here.
Thank you for bringing in the coffee, my friend. That's awesome. Lots of coffee in there, boys and girls. And then we got another guy that's in here from Outdoor Guide Guru, the one and only Bobby Whitehead. Good morning, Bobby.
Your rambling Bob is back.
Yeah, we got your intro for later, too, buddy. Oh, you got it now. Oh, you're getting it now. Doo-doo. And then we've got Princess Diana. Come over, Princess. She's shooting photos of the event. Diana Cooper.
Morning, Ray. What a great group you've got here this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that kiss earlier, too. I got the picture to show Bill.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you will. You will.
I got my 44.
Okay, give Frank that microphone back right here. Just push that around. All right, Frankie. Smoky Moe's down in Arnold, Missouri. Give us your address.
606 Jeffco.
And we've been down there several times checking out the place and the food. Great. You're doing a great job with that. Frankie's in today. He's brought in some food. He's going to serve the media people. Tell us what you're going to be feeding the folks today, Frankie.
Oh, we have brisket and ribs, potato salad, broccoli casserole.
Wow.
Real garlic bread with cheese. I use homemade Amish butter, fresh garlic, Provel on my garlic bread. Nobody does stuff like that.
And, somebody call 911. Jim's having a seizure.
I'm looking. I was hoping he was all right.
That sounds awesome, Frank. And when we get into the second segment, you're going to be serving this, and they're going to be telling us about it. First, I'm going to try to get their attention and talk to them about the outdoor media, electronic versus print. But it's going to be hard to do when you're serving that kind of food.
I'll be slicing that brisket up, and it'll be oozing all over the place. Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. Awesome. So if you just join us, that's Frank Emo. He's with Smoky Moe's. He's the pizza guy, but he's also now the pit man. He used to be the hit man on all my DVDs. You listeners that watch the DVDs, you're familiar with Frankie the hit man. When you want to have fun on a hunt, you take Frank. We want interesting video. You could go out in the middle of a field, 12 noon, on any day in August, and Frank will make a party out of it. Yeah. Promise you. Right, Frankie?
We love fun, Ray.
Yes, we do. So, okay, Frank, we're going to let you go so you can start working on your food.
And, thanks, brother.
We're going to get into the show. We appreciate all you listeners, too. I've got a little deal here I want to play because we got a lot of stuff to get in the show. It's a Soldier's Silent Night. Here with Christmas and all the good things going on, all the fun we're going to have here today with the food and great friends and fellowship, we must always remember the men and women in uniform. And that also includes our fire department, our police department, our first responders, but especially our American warriors. And with Christmas, we need to play this right here.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark. It was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. But I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours. So silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All's secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
A Soldier's Silent Night, told by Father Burnett. That's dedicated to our heroes, the men and women who fight for our freedom. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. The warmest wishes for safe holidays and home soon to loved ones. May you find New Year filled with peace, love, and prosperity. Merry Christmas to our warriors, and thank you. And we'll see you all on the other side. Merry Christmas.